I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 2 out of every 10 hospital trauma admissions among people 65 and older are due to fall-related injuries. To talk about what can be done to prevent falls is Dr. Rebecca Fulmer. She's a physical therapist in the Department of Outpatient Physical Therapy at MUSC. Dr. Fulmer, what are some of the risk factors associated with increased falls and injuries from falls for people 65 and older?
People 65 and older are at an increased risk of falling due to several factors, some being decreased strength, limited mobility, less flexibility, a fear of falling, decreased sensation. The list goes on. Many things on this list, though, are modifiable.
And what can be done specifically to prevent some of these falls, especially for people in this age bracket of 65 and older?
Taking a proactive approach instead of a reactive approach after a fall is one of the best things you can do. Community programs for decreasing fall risk exist. The research states that you need 50 hours of balance training within a 6-month period to actually decrease your falls. And many times people don't know where to start. So asking questions of your physician and community resources can be a great starting place.
And what are these fall programs like? What are they really teaching people?
Some of them are very cognitive. It talks about, you know, decreasing your fear of falling, which is one of the leading factors in a fall risk, is being scared of falling. When you're scared, you move less. When you move less, you're less strong, you're less flexible, you're sitting a lot, and then when you get up to do something, you're at increased risk of falling. Other programs take a more active approach and actually work with balance and strength limitations specifically to your needs.
What might some of these strength exercises look like for someone who is older and at risk of falls?
One exercise you can do is calf raises, where you stand and hold onto a counter and just go up onto your toes. Another really easy exercises sit to stands from a chair. So just lowering yourself slowly into a chair and standing back up.
And how about specific amounts of walking every day?
A walking program is one of the safest forms of exercise that you can do to be proactive about your health. The ACSM guidelines suggest that we get 150 minutes per week of strengthening, flexibility training, and cardiovascular work to live a full life.
What can people do in their homes to reduce the risk?
So there are many things you can do within your home. Doing a quick home assessment of, are your rugs tacked down? Have you decreased the clutter in your house? Do you have all the cords tidied? Do you have enough light in your bathroom or next to your bed? Are your railings secure? Have you cleaned up all your seasonal debris? These are really easy things that you can look at in your home and make fast adjustments to decrease your risk of falling.
Tell us about physical therapy for people who are in this category of higher risk of falls.
Physical therapy is a fantastic option to decrease fall risk. We do a really thorough assessment of why someone might be at risk for falling, and then we can give you specific mobility, gait exercises, balance training, strengthening, all those things that are really individualized to decrease someone's risk for falling.
And then in that scenario you just described, are these folks then also doing exercises on their own at home?
Yes. Physical therapy frequently gives home programs, which will help someone reach that 50 hours of balance training that they need to really decrease their fall risk.
Dr. Fulmer, thanks for providing this information about preventing falls.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.